and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned in again to our broadcast this time, and we're picking up a consideration. We're taking a break from our study in the Gospel of Luke and taking consideration that's at hand in our communities in Auburn and Adairville on January 17th. There'll be a vote by the citizenry of those towns to determine whether alcohol sales will be made legal, and also in Trenton and Todd County on January 24th. Will also be that ballot initiative there where the citizenry will vote whether or not to allow Trenton to become wet. And so we're making an appeal to the people of God that to go out and vote. Use the stewardship and the blessing that you have of the citizenry in this great land to vote and to stand for what's right for our Lord. For those, the administration of our towns, we make an appeal unto you. Pursue those things that are a blessing and a help and give longevity to the community rather than just the quick buck of alcohol sales. Certainly, financially, I don't think it can be proven that the revenue that's gained from the taxation of these products and what will actually come back to the community will be a blessing to those communities and to the counties. I don't think it can work out. A $10,000 worth of liquor can do so much more damage than $3,000 worth of taxation revenue could heal and help. Besides all the damage that is done to lives, the loss of life, the maiming and injury of people, the broken homes, the loss of jobs, productivity and how that's affected. It just doesn't work out. The other appeal is to those, maybe you're not a believer, but you happen to be listening to the broadcast, and we appeal to you. Will this make our community better? Will it help us? Will alcohol, increased points of alcohol sales in bars, taverns, availability of quick marts, gas stations, grocery stores. Will that make our community better? Will that really enhance our community? Oh, yes, there will be convenience in the availability of these products to those that choose to consume such, but does it really enhance our community in any way? I think it's proven over and over again that it will not. It will not enhance any community. In Ephesians chapter 5, we pick up here in this chapter, speaking to the children of God, those that claim the name of the Lord, that you need to, we appeal to you to take this opportunity to make a stand for what's true and what's right, remembering that our Lord, as the passage indicates, has brought us from darkness. We need to be not partakers, as it says in Ephesians 5:7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. We don't need to be a partaker of this, and don't allow your vote to just set dormant. Take it and use it. Make the effort, take the time to go out and vote accordingly as the Lord would be pleased. For ye were sometimes darkness, verse 8 of Ephesians 5, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And so do these things, the expansion of the sale of alcohol in our communities and counties, does that show forth goodness and righteousness and truth of our Lord? Verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We need to prove it. We need to prove it by our action, by our pursuit, not to lay dormant the citizenry and the stewardship that we have in such citizenry, to let that lay low and dormant, but to take it and use it. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We are called to stand against them. And again, as I mentioned last time, the children of God are not called to be mean. We're not called to be a vehement. We're not called to be antagonistic for antagonism's sake. But we are called to be fruit bearers of the fruit of the Spirit, in this land in which we live. And so we can take a stand, and a strong and right stand for what is right without being mean. And so we don't need to have fellowship with these unfruitful works of the sale of alcohol in our communities. But we need to stand and say and let it be known that the Word of God cannot recommend such to anyone. For it is a shame even to speak of those things, verse 12, which are done of them in secret, speaking about the other licentious things and wicked things that were done there in Ephesus and by wicked men. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And so the children, the Lord is the light of the world, and the children of the Lord reflect that light. And may we take opportunities such as this, and reflect that light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In so many ways that this can be understood and applied, that is the case for the sinner. If you're here and you're listening to our broadcast, we beg of you to consider, are you a sinner? Well, the Word of God says that you are. We want you to know, and I ask that question, that you might understand and know that you are a sinner. You are a sinner before God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All fell and transgressed in Adam's sin. We naturally desire and want our sin and pursue after our sin. And it's only the Lord Jesus that gives light. And for those that are saved, he has given light. He's rescued us. He's saved us. He's made us his own. Praise his name. And but then in living life, being saved and living life, the children of God need to wake up. We've been given life and we've been raised from the dead, if you will, being dead in our trespasses and sins. And he's given us life and salvation, put his spirit within. But as the children of God, we don't need to sleep and just kind of meander through this life. We need to be aware and sober what the will of the Lord is. We need to understand and discern what is right and what is true and how we should operate, how we should speak, what we should stand in. We need to look to the Lord. And in this appeal, in these last several broadcasts, what would the Lord have us to do? What would Jesus do going to the ballot booth? What would he do when it comes the 17th of January and the 24th of January in these communities? What would Jesus do regarding this issue? We need to look to him. We need to look to him and his word, and he will and has given us light indeed. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We read in Proverbs where strong drink and wine are mockers of men. They cause men to rage. They cause men to become unwise. And we need to be wise, not a fool. We need to walk circumspectly, diligently, perfectly, exactly before our Lord, with his grace and by his grace and with his help. We need to redeem the time in verse number 16. And again, in our appeal to the different factions that are out there, the people of God, the leaders of our communities, and the unbeliever even, is this the right redeeming of our time to put so much effort into the sale of alcohol in our communities? Is that really the worth it? Is it really a right redemption of the time before the Lord? Redeeming the time because the days are evil, it doesn't help us. And it is against God to promote these things. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Child of God, this is coming straight at you. By being wise in the Lord and in his scriptures, we can know what the will of the Lord is. But if we are found unwise, we will not know. And so we're admonished. Don't be unwise, but be understanding what the will of the Lord is. There's understanding and wisdom that comes from the scripture. It comes from the word of the Lord. And he goes on here, and I find this interesting, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. That of alcohol is always dogging man, and it was always there to excess. It's bent naturally to excess. It just leans that way, that it's excessive, and that it moves a man to use it excessively. He says, don't be filled, don't be drunk with wine, whereas an excess and the loss of mental faculty, the dropping down of the spiritual guard, but be filled with the Spirit. And here we see that it's a capital S, speaking of the Spirit of God. Don't be filled with spirits, but be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, rejoicing in Him, as we saw in Isaiah, regarding Him, and what the Lord has done, and what the Lord would have us to do. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, in your right frame of mind, and control of your mental faculty, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And we need to fear our Lord. We don't need to just do things because we can do them and are able to do them. We need to only do and pursue what the Lord would be pleased with. We want to close with a passage in Proverbs chapter 23. Again, where Solomon writes, and in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 20 and 21, the scripture says, and be not among winebibbers, the abuser of these things, and riotous eaters of flesh, all this commotion and clamor and loudness. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. The abusers of these things, of drink and of food, it takes away their money. How many will there be that would come to these establishments if they're allowed, and who really don't have enough money to buy the necessities of life, and they'll yet spend them upon these things because of this increased availability? The drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. How many have we known? Each one of us, I'm sure, in our lives have known men, women that have become drunkards and have had good lives from the human standpoint and jobs and such as that, and just allow themselves to be overcome with drink and drunkenness and that. The increased availability is a factor in it, and they pursue after it themselves. You know, there's no drunkard that has been ruined in life that did not take the first drink. But there's no one that has been wrecked by drunkenness in their own person, in their own life, that has abstained. They've not been ruined by that. There's other things, of course, in life that can come along and have come along that have affected folks indeed. But there's no person that became a drunkard without taking the first drink. And so we appeal to you. On January 17th in Auburn and Adairville, children of God, go vote the way the Lord would have you to vote. What Jesus would do entering into that ballot place, that voting place. In Trenton in January 24th, vote according to the will and the wisdom of the Lord in these things. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.